was later forced by police to leave the area. The Terrorism Act 2000 gives the police powers to stop and search us without even having to show any grounds for suspicion. This act allows the seizure of our photo ops, of our cameras, our documents, our computers. The Counter-Terrorism Act 2008 can make simply taking a picture of the police on grounds for arrest and prosecution. Suspicions of the men covering up the extent of their surveillance were heightened when a parliamentary arch on the 2nd of June revealed that the public order branch, CO11, was now the great new review of all the photographs taken of individuals, and that the very photographs about which the AUJ were inquiring might be deleted before the data commissioner would be able to look at the intelligence on journalists gathered by the police. We know that images can be processed by software. In 2006, the Police Information Technology Organisation set up the FIND project, Facial Images National Database, using face recognition technology. The FIND project's end aim is, and this is on their website, the provision of a national mugshot database of facial images to share between the nation's police forces. The police say they are building a database of journalists. Maybe that's true. Maybe they're really building a database of anyone and everyone involved in protests, personally or professionally. Is this what we've been seeing? What really worries me isn't the fit slipping around my ankles. It's what they're planning to do when they have all of us neatly documented in this database we don't have. Thanks. Sorry about the sound, Chair.
Pictures which extend a little bit further back than last year, over his 30 years in the business.